Today, the federal government announced how it hopes to cope with the most severe shortage of flu vaccine the nation has ever faced. It plans to shift the available vaccine to people most at risk of flu complications. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, health officials hope others will forego flu shots.
The crisis arose last week when British regulators suspended the license of one of America's two flu vaccine makers. U.S. officials currently assume the nation will have to make do with 55.4 million doses from the other manufacturer, Aventis Pasteur, just over half of what they plan for. Aventis has already shipped 33 million doses. Some of that, nobody knows how much, has already gone into the arms of Americans not in the high-risk groups. Dr. Julie Gerberding of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the government is trying to retarget 14 million of the remaining unshipped doses.
We're going first to the people who need vaccine the most and where we can logically predict the greatest number of at-risk people.
Now, the government doesn't actually control more than 4 million vaccine doses in a federal stockpile, so it's relying on Aventis to send the vaccine where the government says it should go. Damian Braga, the company's president, says its customers are likely to cooperate.
This has been a situation we've faced a number of years in a row. We have had to step up to address market shortages in the past, and we've found that our customers, when presented with the information, are very willing to take part in what we're trying to accomplish here.
Gerberding says the federal government is confident that vaccine providers will reserve flu vaccine for high-risk groups, children between 6 and 23 months old, adults over 65, younger people with chronic medical conditions, pregnant women, residents of long-term care facilities, and children between 6 months and 18 years old who must take aspirin regularly. The list also includes healthcare workers who provide direct care and those who care for infants under 6 months old or come into close contact with them. Gerberding spoke harshly about reports that some people are jacking up the price of vaccine to capitalize on the crisis.
Shame on the people who are price gouging. This is a reprehensible thing to be doing, I think an immoral thing.
There is no federal law against vaccine or drug price gouging. State laws vary. The CDC is going to track flu cases more carefully than ever before. In phase two of vaccine distribution, it plans to shift another 8 million doses to flu hotspots. No matter how successful the government is in shifting available vaccine around the country, however, Gerberding says some people will ultimately be frustrated.
We recognize this is a tough challenge. We are going to do the best we can. We're sorry for the people who need flu vaccine and may not be able to get it this year.
The only recourse for those people is to get an antiviral drug. The government is stockpiling two of them in case supplies run short. Doctors may prescribe an antiviral drug to prevent some high-risk people from getting the flu. Officials say other high-risk people should ask their doctors about antivirals as soon as they get flu-like symptoms. Richard Knox, NPR News.